Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Farm groups are pressing lawmakers to reform the Ag Guest Worker Program despite dwindling prospects for such measures after more sweeping immigration reform failed. The American Farm Bureau Federation, National Pork Producers Council, and others had hoped the House Ag Guest Worker reform was hitched to a huge spending bill in March, but that bid failed when broader immigration reforms were kept out. National Pork Producers Dustin Baker says his group is still pushing for a new H-2C visa to let 40,000 meatpacking and more than 40,000 on-farm foreign workers stay in the U.S. for up to 3 years at a time.
In order to continue to expand at the clip that we are right now and continue to produce products to feed the world and to create jobs, that we have to have workers in order to fill those positions.
The Trump administration is cracking down on illegal labor, arresting close to 100 foreign workers at a Tennessee meatpacking plant last week. Pork producers released a study from Iowa State University that a reduction in the foreign workforce would not be made up of native-born and permanent residents, reducing by as much as 5.5% total farm workers. With few, if any, new major bills expected to move before the November elections, Baker was asked about a union with the Farm Bill requiring sharing of jurisdiction between the Ag and Judiciary committees.
Certainly would make sense, and that's what was nice about the Ag Guest Worker Act is that it would move a majority of that program over under the USDA, and you know, the USDA understands the unique needs of agriculture, and so we certainly think that that would have been a positive step forward.
But a Farm Bill union, even if possible, would have its own problems as the Farm Bill's fate seems uncertain, with House Ag Talk stalled in a partisan spat over food stamp work requirements, rumors of a GOP go-it-alone committee approach, and even in increasing reports of a possible extension of the 2014 law. The proposed tariffs on U.S. soybeans as part of the trade war beginnings with China and the United States is shifting trade habits. Trump announced the intention last week to seek $100 billion of tariffs on additional Chinese products, which comes after China announced an intention of a 25% tariff. Data from the Department of Agriculture shows the other nations are buying U.S. soybeans. Trade analyst says unknown destinations for U.S. soybean buys from Friday likely are processors from European Union nations, including the Netherlands and Germany. Jack Scoville, analyst with the Price Futures Group, told Reuters, "We're seeing a realignment of trade," and he attributes the changes to politics driving up Brazilian soybean prices. The U.S. Soybean Export Council speculates that Brazilian soybeans will likely go to China in the near term, leaving U.S. soybeans available for others. Meanwhile, Jim Bauer of Bauer Trading pointed out that trade may shift, but global demand should not decrease overall because the U.S. and South America are the only major soybean growing areas. The Ag Central Radio Network invites you to join us inside agriculture on our 7-station network. 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, 910 Classic Country KCJB in Minot, Thunder 106.1 Lisbon and Fargo, 98.3 in Carrington, Ag News 890 Lisbon and Fargo, KKAA 1560 in Aberdeen, and 103.1 HD3 in Valley City. Stick around, there is much more Inside Agriculture straight ahead. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson.